ברשות מיסטר ארבוספלד, his wife, thank you very much what you create כל יום ראשון. Have long life, happy life, succeed life, and continue to bring spirituality life to Am Israel. We stay in the way to Chag Shavuot, הבא עלינו לטובה. When we open Sefer Shmot, Parashat Yitro, זה פרשה, what we learn about קבלת התורה, we find from the moment when we arrive to Midbar Sinai in Rosh Chodesh Sivan until when the Torah tells us about the Ten Commandments, עשרת הדיברות, we find 26 פסוקים. In עשרת הדיברות himself, we find only 13 פסוקים. Come Chazal and teach us the preparation for a mitzvah, preparation for a special event, we need double time from the event himself, from the mitzvah himself. As we stay in the days, what we prepare ourselves day by day to the special morning, Yom Chatunato, Zeh Matan Torah, and I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you one interesting aspect about Kabbalat HaTorah, but we will arrive to this aspect through very, very interesting mitzvah, interesting way in the Torah. In Parashat Be'ar, in paragraph 1, in front of us, the Torah starts with mitzvah Shmita. Obviously, mitzvah Shmita, same as the other mitzvah. We have 613 mitzvot. One of the 613 is mitzvah Shmita. But when the Torah teaches about this mitzvah, she does something which she never do in any other mitzvah. In paragraph 1, the pasuk start, וידבר השם אל משה, בער סיני לאמור. דבר בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם, כי תבוא אל ארץ השם אני נותן לכם, ושבת ארץ שבת להשם, אני יראה בן ארץ ישראל, make one year break for walk in the field, 6 years תזרע שדך, 6 years תזמור כרמך, ואספת את תבואתה, 6 years come very active in your field, about your life, what you work all the time, but ובשנה השביעית, שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ, give the land to rest, 1 year, שבת להשם, שדך לא תזרע, וכרמך לא תזמור. But the Torah start, וידבר השם אל משה, בער סיני. The Torah never start any other mitzvah, וידבר השם אל משה בער סיני. So obviously, all the mitzvot we take in ער סיני. Come Rashi and bring דברי חזל, בער סיני פרו גפתו, מה העניין שמיטה אצל ער סיני? ולא כל המצוות נאמרו מסיני, all the mitzvot take place from ער סיני, אלא מה שמיטה נאמרו כלליה, פרטותיה ודקדוקיה מסיני, all the details, all the הלכות about מצוות שמיטה take place in סיני, אף כולם נאמרו כלליהם ודקדוקיהם בסיני. אז רשי קם את זה, מצוות שמיטה, קם זה רול מודל, to all the other מצוות. קם אור החיים הקדוש, and ask, and this is our first question, if every מצווה take place in our Sinai, all the details of the מצווה, all the aspect of the מצווה, is why the Torah, from 613 מצוות, the Torah pick to come rol model to all the other מצוות, what מצווה? מצוות שמיטה. Why the Torah never picks the first mitzvah or the last mitzvah? And to teach us exactly how the first mitzvah in the Torah or the last mitzvah, all the details, all the aspects take place in Sinai, exactly same all the rest of the mitzvot. Is why from all the 613 mitzvot, the Torah decide to pick mitzvah Shmita and to make this mitzvah example role model to all the other mitzvot. Binyanam to all the other mitzvot. This is what Aruch Haim HaKadosh asks in Parag of Serb, בער סיני צריך לדעת. We need to understand. למה הזכיר ער סיני במצווה זו? Why וידבר השם אל משה בער סיני take place only in this מצווה? הגם שרבותינו אמרו, כי ללמד בה is come to teach us. זה כל המצוות. נאמרו כללותיהם ופרטותיהם בסיני. All the details of the מצוות take place in סיני. This מצווה come to teach us. אבל עדיין, still, יש מקום לשאלתנו, our question still exists. למה לא לימד זה? אלה במצווה זו בדיוק. Why we learn this through מצוות שמיטה. ולא, please put line, במצווה ראשונה או האחרונה. This is our first question. Why we pick שמיטה to teach us about all the rest of the מצוות? Exactly how שמיטה take place in Sinai with all the details? Exactly all the rest of the מצוות. Why מצוות שמיטה specifically? Why we never take the first מצווה or the last מצווה? And this come more nice and organized. Good. בסדר. Question is clear. If it's not clear, you can stop me in the middle, ask. Everything is very interesting inside the Siyata Dishmaya we will learn today. This is question number one. Question number two. We have Mishnah in Masechet Avot. The Mishnah teaches in paragraph 4, Dever ba la'olam, al mitot ha'amurot b'torah shelo nimsiru lebeidin ve'al perot shvi'it. What is mean Dever? Is Ke'ati explain, obviously he brings all the mepharshim, but he brings this in very beautiful Hebrew, and he says, Dever ba la'olam magefa, disease, הגורמת, paragraph 5, למיטה רבה פתאומית. Suddenly, in short time, a lot of people die. ועל חיוב, this kind of disease, this kind of terrible punish, come of few reasons. What relevant for us is, if we skip to the last two lines in paragraph 5, ועל פירות שביעית, שגדלו בשנת שמיטה, look the last line in paragraph 5, שעשו בהם סחורה, people never leave the field with all the הלכות to give opportunity to everyone to walk in to take what he need, and they sell all the fruit, all the vegetable. From this reason, we have this terrible disease, ואין נוהגים בהם קדושת שביעית, and we never make all the fruit holy fruit and give to everyone opportunity to walk in and to take how much he need. This is what we find about this mitzvah of Shemitah. When people never keep this mitzvah in the right way, this kind of punish they get. Exactly same in paragraph 6, the Mishnah continue and tells us ב-4 פרקים הדבר מתרבה. This terrible disease come in different times through the years, and one of the time is מוצאי שביעית. What is mean מוצאי שביעית? I skip to the second line, paragraph 6, in the middle of the line, מוצאי שביעית, you can put line, מפני פירות שביעית ובמוצאי אחד, שבכל שנה מפני גזל עניים. Is mean מפני פירות שביעית. What is mean מפני פירות שביעית? Look, קראתי paragraph 7, the last two line, במוצאי שביעית מפני פירות שביעית, שלא יניחום הפקר, כדי שיוכלו העניים לזכות בהם. The owner of the field never open his field efker to give to everyone to take what he need, how much he need, and they can feel more comfortable ולהחיות את נפשם, because this never happened in שנת שמיטה. Is in the end of שנת שמיטה, this terrible disease take place and a lot of people die. We learn from here, if דיני שמיטה never take place in the right way, is potentially can create terrible disease, what a lot of people can die in short time. My second question is, every time when we have punish, the punish is related to the sin. Chet ve'onsho. What is the connection between the chet, the sin, where people never keep dinei shmita in the right way, to the punish about this terrible disease, what kill quickly a lot of people. What's the connection between the punish to the sin? This is question number two. Question number three. The last question. We find in the Torah other mitzvah, and this we have in front of us in paragraph 8. Ki timkeru mimkar la'amitecha. Lo tonu ish et amito. When you make business with people, do this in the right way. Is Chazal come and say to us in paragraph 8. זה שאמר הכתוב, זה פוסק סי, נבהל, שלמה המלך סי זיסין משלי, נבהל להון איש רעין, ולא ידע כי חסר יביאנו. What is mean? Sometimes you can see people what they want to make easy money. Easy money. They run quick to make some money. But the way how they do this in the wrong way. To make easy money is mean to steal. This is a way to make easy money. They feel they have opportunity to make easy money, to steal from some people, but they not understand in the moment when they get the money in this way, they himself give evil eye to the business what they do, and also they go to lose what they have before. Not only they never go to get easy money, they also go to lose what they have before. This is mean nivhal lahon ish ra'ayin. Nivhal lahon is mean they try quickly, they find an opportunity to steal some money, and this person is ra'ayin, he have evil eye for himself, for his property, for his business, and he go to lose everything. And the Chazal bring list of example. What relevant for us is Parogafei, second line, Nivhal lahon ish ra'ayin, Elu Socharei Shvi'it. What does mean Socharei Shvi'it? Shnat Shmita, nobody have competition about fruit, about vegetables. Why nobody have? Because everything is what? Is Efker. Somebody come and say, if it's Efker, it's Memele, we not have so much fruit, we not have so much vegetables. Somebody come and say, I work in my field, I will have a lot fruit and vegetables, I will have monopoly, nobody competition with me because nobody does this. And in this, in easy way, I can get in Shnat Shmita triple money, more money, what I can get every year. Come, the Torah, and say, come Shlomo HaMelech and say to this person, watch, you feel you go to make easy money, nobody have competition with you, you will have monopoly about the fruit and vegetable, people will buy from you, and you make a lot of money. Watch, you can lose also what you have before. Not only you never, in the long term, get more money, you will recognize retroactive, because what you do, you lose also what you have before. This is mean, nivhal lahon ish ra'ayin. We see from this Chazal something very interesting. Until today, we understand the concept of Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is between people. Somebody give Ayin Hara to somebody. But now we find something interesting. The concept of Ayin Hara also can affect food. Food, vegetables, fruit. And I give you another example. Chazal saying paragraph 9. The Amar of Abba. אמר אבונה, אמר רב, אסור לאדם לעמוד בשדה חברו בשעה שהיא עומדת בכמותיה. Somebody live in the כפר, in the village. His neighbor have huge field, few acres with wheat. And the person living, for example, second floor, third floor, when he opens the window in his house and he sees the field of his neighbor full with wheat, he says, wow, he's lucky man. How much wheat he have. Every seed is so big, is great. Come, Chazal, and say to us, don't do this in the season. Before he take all the wheat, this window would go open direct to his field, leave closed. Why? Why? Is come Rashi and say to us in paragraph 10, in the other page, page number 3, אסור לאדם שיעמוד and to watch his wheat or fruit or vegetable. Why? שלא יזיקנו בעין רעה. Unbelievable. What does it mean? The person has beautiful seed or vegetables or fruit. Big deal. If I open my window and I say to this person, I say to myself, not to this person, wow, we have so great fruit and vegetable. Is Chazal come and say, don't do this because you can attack the fruit. What do you mean I can attack the fruit? We can attack people. Fruit I can attack. I never touch the fruit. I only want the fruit. Moreover, we have Mishnah when somebody give Truma, Truma to the Kohen. How much we give? Chazal come and say we have Ayin Tova, Ayin Benonit, and Ayin Ra. Hine, look, in paragraph 12, Shiur Truma, Ayin Yafa, Echad Me'arbaim, somebody have 100 apples. If you give one for 40, Echad Me'arbaim is when you give 2.5 apples. Benonit, Ayin Benonit is Echad Me'chamishim. You give from 100, you give 2. ועין רעה, אחד משישים. He give one and two third. As we see the concept of עין טובה and עין רעה is not only affect people, what people can give or get עין רעה, this also affect food, fruit, vegetables, seed, wheat, etc. And my last question is, what does mean עין רעה can affect fruit? How is happened? The fruit is fruit. I never touch the fruit. I never do anything to the fruit. What kind of Ayin Hara can happen? This is my last question. And you will see through this question, we'll walk step by step. We'll come to something what prepares us to Kabbalat HaTorah, Olam Haba, Ba'olam Hazeh. פלאי, 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 פלאי. But לאט לאט, a little bit patient, is completely other direction, but in the end you see how everything comes so beautifully and relate to Kabbalat HaTorah. We not learn now Parashat Bar because Parashat Bar is not our Parsha. If we mention something from Parashat Bar, it's because it's related to Kabbalat HaTorah, to our preparation. And we will see step by step, B'siyata Dishmaya. Again, short and clear, we raise B'siyata Dishmaya three questions. Question number one, we find, when Kadosh Baruch Hu want to tell us, all the mitzvot, with all the details, and all the aspect of every mitzvah take place בסיני, in our Sinai, we learn this through what mitzvah? Shmita. וידבר השם אל משה באר סיני, באר סיני, לאמור, what he say to him באר סיני? 6 years walk, 7 years stop, give to the land to rest. And the question of Torah Chaim HaKadosh asked, why mitzvah Shmita to give the land to rest for here? This is the role model to all the other mitzvot, to every mitzvah, every detail, every aspect take place in Sinai. Why we pick specifically Shemitah? Why we never pick the first mitzvah or the last mitzvah? This is question number one. Question number two, we see about Shemitah, something interesting. If people never keep the details of Shemitah, every aspect what we can and we need to do about Shemitah, this potentially can create disease. What people can die suddenly, and terrible disease, what people are in shock, how so many people die so quickly. What's the connection between the punish to the sin? Somebody never keep other mitzvah also, but we never find this only about Shemitah. We never find this about any other mitzvah, when somebody never keep. What specifically the connection between the punish and the sin, if people never keep the aspect of Shemitah, this terrible disease take place. This is question number two. And question number three, we found a few sources in Chazal, the concept of Ayin Ra'a is not only between people, also can affect fruit, vegetables, seed, any type of food. How can happen? Ayin Ra'a can affect food. The apple is apple, and the orange is orange, and everything is exist. I never do, if I never touch, I never do anything. What does it mean how this can affect? This is a question that we want to ask. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we will walk step by step. איך אומרים באמריקה? You ready? כך אומרים, לא כך אומרים באמריקה. You ready, כן? לאט לאט. שבוע חדש. Excitement, B'siyata Dishmaya. אז בואו נראה. We know, we have famous Rambam, in הלכות שבת, but you know this ביארד, not only ביארד, practically you do this, every Shabbos. תמה פרק למה נלכות שבת, teach us how we need to prepare ourselves for Shabbos. People need to take shower with hot water. People need to have special clothing for Shabbat. People need to clean the house. People need to organize a nice table. People need to light candles. People need to create the house and ourselves in different stage what we have in the week. Ksut nekiya, shulchan aruch, mita mutzad, the bed, where to dress, and the shower, etc. Why we do this? The simple explanation, real explanation, and the right explanation. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to visit us. He come to visit us. If the king come to visit us, for sure we clean the house, we organize everything, we make beautiful table, and all the preparation what we need to do. In Yom Tov, we can leave mess in the house. It's no problem. Why? Because we go to visit Hashem in his house, in Bet HaMikdash. 3 times a shana yireh kol zchura. If it's not so clean, no big deal. You can leave this. When you come back, you organize everything. Because the Rambam, from this reason, the Rambam never mentioned all these details that you find about Shabbat in preparation for Yom Tov. Good. This is right explanation, nice and clear. But we can explain this in other aspect. Shabbat is me'ein olam haba. What is mean me'ein olam haba? Shabbat is flavor, a little bit more from flavor, from olam haba. Olam haba is what we understand, what Chazal teach us, very simple, is place, purity place. Purity place. The place is clean, the area is clean, the air is clean, everything is clean. Now, if Shabbat is me'ein olam haba, is mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to us 24 hours what the environment, what the air, what the feeling is not same, is more clean, is more pure, he also wants for us to do something, to show we appreciate this. Is first, we clean ourselves physically. We need to take shower with hot water, what can clean us completely. We need to dress beautifully, clothing for Shabbat, what we never do this in the week. And it's not different to what color, but this is special for Shabbat, unique for Shabbat. We need to organize beautiful table, we light candles. All this show we also part in the purity environment, purity air, and something what show we appreciate what Hashem gives to us in Shabbat. Now, same idea we find Shlomo HaMelech teach us about something else. And Shlomo HaMelech come and say to us as follow. You go to get some job by somebody. For example, you own a field and you come as a farmer, what you make all the job in the field, you get your salary, plus part of the salary you get also from the owner, fruit or vegetables for a nice season. But you recognize immediately, or before you make the deal with this person is not a good man. He will pay you. But sometimes he will make your life miserable, more or less. Sometimes you will feel upset. He's not a good man. Not only not a good man, you see sometimes he also have a bad looking of you. It means he have evil eye. Come Shlomo HaMelech and say, if you have opportunity, don't make business with this person. Afalpi, he will pay you. Afalpi, you will get what you decide. He never go to steal from you penny. But don't do this with him. Why? Because when he will give you the food, part of the deal, he will put evil eye to the food, and when you go to eat this, it's big risk, because this can affect physically the person. This can make him sick. Look inside what I read in paragraph 16. Al telcham et lechem ra'ayim. Don't try to get job, and obviously to get through this, what to eat, from person, what is ra'ayim, ve'al titave lematamotav. Don't look for the fruit, what you go to pay you part of the deal. Why? Because pasuk zayin, end of the pasuk, he will say to you, echol ushte, please put line, end of the first line, echol ushte yomar lach, he will say to you, eat and drink, velibo ba'alimach. He will give you, but he never gave you with full heart. Comes the malbim, look what he say, paragraph 17, al tilcham, gam baze derech mashal. He say, what Shlomo HaMelech say, he only give us example, משל, שלא יאכל לחם של רעין וגם למטעמים שלו לא יתאבק. Somebody would have, evil eye, don't eat from anything. Why? כי כמו שער נפשו, כי כבר ביארו הטבעיים. Now we can put line, כבר ביארו הטבעיים. People explain, שניצוצות רעות יוצאים מעין הרע, something bad come out from evil eye, ששורשם מפחיתת הנפש, המבית ברעת עיניו. When person have evil eye food, הם כזיקי מוות על דבר המובט. This is can put poison in the food. וכבר הזכירו שבעל עין הרע, please put line, הביט בקביעות על פת לחם, somebody would have עין הרע, look in negative way of bread, נמצא בו מוות ומשקלת. You feel this is something very mystery. What does it mean? Somebody look on the food, he give to the food poison. In Columbia University and in Harvard, you can look, easy to find this in Google, they find same idea. Sometimes when people watch in some way of food, in the food come quickly tolaim. How do you say tolaim? Good. Mitzuyan. Tolaim inside. And they don't understand how this happened. Chazonish himself says it's black and white also. In Baba Batra, don't open the window when you watch the field of the wheat of your friend when everything is grow. He said also because the evil eye can bring inside dirty air, and the dirty air can affect what? The food. Moreover, to make this more clear, Korach and Adato, all his people, stay against who? Moshe Be'Aaron. And one moment is this fight what they have, Hashem say to Moshe Be'Aaron, immediately run away. Run away. Why run away? Because they go to kill all of them. Moshe Rabbeinu say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one minute, with all the respect, because Korach ve'adato, you go to kill everybody? Ha'ish echad yechta, ve'al kol ha'eda tikzof? One person creates something terrible, you go to punish everyone? No, Hashem say, you don't understand. When I say to you, I go to kill everyone, it's not everyone, all Am Yisrael, only Korach ve'adato. Iskam Rabbeinu b'chaye enas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to go to kill only who? Korach ve'adato. Yes, why Moshe Rabbeinu need to run away? They can stay, because Moshe can punish them, and Moshe and Aaron will stay, nothing happened to them. The miracle will come much what? Bigger, correct? Nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he run everything. Come Rabbeinu b'chayei and say, when Korach ve'adato passed away, when they die, how we know from the preschool how they die? The land come open and take them inside, correct? Come Rabbeinu b'chayei and say, before the land come open and take them inside, the air was terrible air, was a dirty air. How we say radiation. For example, if Moshe ve'Aaron will stay in Chernobyl when all the radiation can come outside, what's going to happen to them? They will stay alive? Definitely not. If Avraham Avinu will stay in Chernobyl, will stay alive? No. If the air is dirty, is a big risk for everyone. Is Hashem say to Moshe Aaron, look what's going to happen. The air will come very dirty, with disease, they will fall on the floor, and after they will fall on the floor, it means knock down, the land will come open, and bring them inside. From this reason, don't stay, because if you stay in this place, you also can fall on the floor and not sure we can stand up. Look inside, 1 minute in paragraph 18. Ibadlu mitoch ha'eda ha'ra hazot. Em adat korach. Sh'arei, Moshe ve'Aaron ha'u imahem petach o'el mo'ed. Moshe ve'Aaron stay in front of o'el mo'ed with korach. U'moshe chashav, Moshe understand, ki ha'eda hazot el kol Yisrael amar. Kodesh Baruch Hu say, go to kill everyone. Lefichach, Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem, ishiv lo, ha'ish echad yechta, ve'al kol ha'eda tikzof. One terrible person make terrible thing, you go to punish everyone. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu pirash to explain, no. Miyad, ki ha'eda, she'amar adat korach, not everybody, only korach and his people. Ve'zehu, e'alu misaviv le'mishkan korach. Run away, ibadlu. Stay in the other side. מה הוא צריך לומר יבדלו? Why they need to move? הקדוש ברוך הוא יש בידו להמית ולהחיות. הקדוש ברוך הוא can kill and can keep person alive. ולא היה צריך הבדל אצלו. שהרי יכול להעמיד את הרבים ולהציל את היחיד. Is why we need this. כמו שאמרו חזל. Three people stay in same place to die and one stay alive. יפול מצדך אלף, הוא רבבה מימיניך. So many people all over can die. אליך לא ייגש. No one can touch you. אם כן, למה הוא צריך לומר יבדלו? Please put line now. אלא כדי שלא ידבק בהם האוויר הרע שבמכת הדבר. שלא ידבק בהם, because הקדוש ברוך הוא bring this type of disease, דבר, what make the air dirty, anyone who stay in this area can come sick and die on the spot. It's from this reason, also Moshe ואהרון need to watch and to run away to the side. Good? בסדר, we see this clear. אם ככה, as we understand what we learn from here is every time when the air is dirty, we need to run away, not to stay in the city. Interesting, Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch in paragraph 19, page number 4 in the top, he Zerama in Shulchan Aruch say, ביורי דעה, סימן קוף תזיין, third line, שיש לברוח מן העיר, you need to run away from the city, כשדבר בעיר, when disease take place in the city, what can attack people and kill them, run away from the city. ויש לצאת להם מן העיר בתחילת הדבר. In the middle, immediately, when the news announced about some disease take place, can affect people, move from the place. Go to the other place. And everybody asks, how does Shulchan Aruch know this? What is the source of his halacha? The source of his halacha, Rabbi Akiva Eger say, what we find in Rabbeinu Bechayei, is what we learn from here, is to make this clear and short. We learn from here, every time, when sin takes place, this creates, in some level, dirty air. If the air is dirty, this can affect many people who stay in the area what the air is dirty. But the question is, why we find this only about Shemitah? Only about Shemitah, what the Mishnah say, what we learn? If we never keep the halachot of Shemitah, the air comes dirty, and this can affect a lot of people to die suddenly, quickly, and shock a lot of people. Why only about Shemitah? Every time when somebody makes sin, this creates dirty air. How we say in Rosh Hashanah and Elul, וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים, ותיארתי אתכם מכל תומותיכם, ומכל גילוליכם, אתאר אתכם, כשמו חופם אסתו, אז אני אבי say, I will throw you pure water, make you clean. As we see, sin creates dirty air. But why is take place only through mitzvah Shemitah? Now we start to walk in to Shavuot. Comes the Gemara and teach us in paragraph 20. Darash Rabbi Simai בשעה שהקדימו ישראל נעשה ללשמה, באו 60 ריבו מלאכי השרת, מרוי סי נעשה ונשמה, so many angels come to us and give to everyone of us two crowns, one כנגד נעשה, one כנגד נשמה. Good. Special gift we get. כיוון שחטו ישראל בעגל, 40 days after we make the golden calf, we have other huge amount of destruction angels, they come and they take from us what? The crown what we get. Now, go to the next two lines in paragraph 20. אמר איש לקיש, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזירם לנו. Because ברוך הוא will give us this crown in מרץ השם in the end of the days, soon שנאמר, ובדועי השם ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, זה שמחה, זה happiness what you have in our head, will get back, שמחה שמעולם על ראשם. When we learn this Gemara, how we explain this Gemara? Obviously, we say Nase Venishma. What special gift we get from Hashem? Two crown. Yafe. Now, we make the godly calf. What happened to us? We lose. Come Rish Lakish and say, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give this to us what? Back. Good? No. The Gemara says something more deep. What the Gemara come to teach us? Listen very carefully. Somebody a beautiful watch, ring with special diamond, 3-4 carat, and is disappeared. This make him crazy. He look in the house, every place, outside, in the backyard, front yard. He ask, he put sign, week after week, months after months, he never find. Family say yes, for sure. It's not comfortable, it's not good feeling, but we need to continue. It's not sofa olam, yes? We need to continue. Fine. Everything come back to the normal. Few months after, somebody knock on the door and say, excuse me, sir, maybe this belongs to you. Wow, where you find this? I look up the store many weeks, I never find. You need to give him back? Yes or no? Definitely what? No. Why? Because the person give up. Yeah, yush, he give up. Nachon, you don't need to give him up. You don't need, if you want, it's nice, but you don't need to give him back. But what the Gemara come and say to us? When we say Na'aseh v'nishma, what happened? We get what? Two crowns. We make the golden calf, what happened? We lose the crown, correct? אמר יש לקיש, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזירם לנו. הקדוש ברוך הוא will give this to us back. What does it mean to give us to us back? It means we never give up. We never have ייאוש. We never give up. What does it mean we never give up? Our generation will stay so far from נעשה ונשמע. We still relate to נעשה ונשמע. It's very high standard. עם ישראל in the desert have this level. We also have, the answer is yes. Where we have נעשה ונשמע, חזל come and say to us. Somebody take break from his work for a week, yes. 2 weeks, maximum months. But nobody, if for example he's a farmer, and he rent the land to work and to get parnasa for his family, take break for full year, and still he pay rent to the owner. No way. Come Chazal and say, why no way? Normally, there's no way. But look about all the farmers. What they do in Shnat Shemitah? If the land never belonged to them, also belong to them or never belong to them, they take break for 1 year. Is this kind of people we can say about them? Chazal say to us, the posuk in Tehilim, listen very carefully, the posuk, we see this inside. Giborei koach, o sedvaro, they listen to Hashem, o sedvaro, lishmoa bekol dvaro. What you heard, giborei koach, o sedvaro, what is mean, o sedvaro, nase, lishmoa bekol dvaro, what is mean, nishma. It means, we never talk about rabbis, you talk about farmer in the field. Because what you want for me? To take 1 year break? I take break. It will come difficult? Yes. I need to work a lot later to fix also the damage of the break here? Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. We never find this. And still we pay rent to the owner of the field? Wow. This is unbelievable. This kind of person is giborei koach or sedvaro lishmo mekol dvaro. It means, from mitzvat shmita, we learn still, we relate to the level of what? Na'ase v'nishma. Tell me please, what happened to every one of us when we say Na'ase v'nishma in our Sinai? Na'ase v'nishma. The air come clean. What does it mean? When the snake push Adam and his wife, to eat from the tree, Chazal come and say, he put inside with them something dirty. Zoaima, dirty. Now, this happened to Adam and his wife, and this go, DNA, generation after generation, this type of dirty, stay by every one of us. In the moment when we say, Na'ase v'nishma, we clean ourselves completely, the air comes completely clean, and we zoche to life for good forever. Chazal come and say on the pasuk, what we say in Shir Shel Yom, Ani amarti Elokim atem, Elokim atem, we return to the level of Adam HaRishon before we eat from the tree. If you never make the godly calf, you know what happened? We will stay alive for good forever. Ani amarti Elokim atem, but 40 days after we make the godly calf, achen ke Adam tometun. Is when we say Na'ase v'nishma, what happened to all our nation? We get special gift, life for good forever, because the air is completely clean. This keeps us alive. Now, what happened 40 days after? It's come dirty again. Because we make what? The golden calf. Amar Yish Lakish, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leachziram Lanu. Because Baruch Hu will give this to us back. When he will give us to us back? In the end of the day, it means we never give up. What does it mean we never give up? We never give up. It means we still belong to this mitzvah. For this reason, Shmita comes the role model to all the mitzvot. Through mitzvah Shmita, we see the farmer in the field relate to the level of Na'ase v'nishma. He belong to Na'ase v'nishma. And this create pure air. Mimele, if this mitzvah never take place, is this create, obviously, super dirty air. This creates super dirty air. This creates this kind of disease what kill suddenly, quickly, a lot people. Moreover, what punish we get if people never keep Shemitah? We read Shabbat Bechukotai, this coming Shabbos. What punish Hashem give because Am Yisrael never keep Shemitah? 70 years of Galut Bavel is happened because what? We never keep what? 70 Shemitot. What is mean? What kind of punish is? Come Hashem and say to us, when we never keep this kind of mitzvah, and we create dirty air. Dirty air. Hashem says, why you create dirty air in my homeland? In my Eretz Israel? Do this in the place where the air is anyway dirty. In the Galut. Is 70 Shnot Galut is punished. Midah keneged midah. Anyway, what we see until now, yes, clear and short. Mitzvah create pure air. Avera create what? Dirty air. And mitzvah shmita, this is mitzvah what connect us to Na'ase v'nishma, what give us opportunity to live for good forever, because the air is come completely pure. We learn from here, very interesting lesson. The key is environment. Good air, this is the key of every blessing. And I would like now to go to the next step, to show this to you. We have Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra. Bring us stories about Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Unusual stories. Every word in the story is not real, Chazal say, is only something symbolic for us to understand, to learn from this lesson for our daily life. One of the stories with the Gemara come and tells us, in Paragah 22, ואמר רבא, בר בר חנה, זימנה חדה, one time, אבי כאזלינן במדברה, I walk in the desert, והתלווה באדן האותיה, one Arab, walk with me, ישמעאלי, walk with me in the desert, and he asked me, אמר לי, תאח ולך הר סיני, you want, I will show you הר סיני? I said to him, yes. And he come to הר סיני, says his ביד, come to הר סיני, and he find, around הר סיני, we have big scorpion, עקרבים גדולים, an echo of Hashem say, echo of Hashem say, oi oi, what I promise, oi oi, for what I promise, I look for somebody what uproot my promise. He never say anything. He come back to Beit HaMidrash, he say to his friend exactly what happened. He say to him, why you stay quiet, why you silent? If Hashem say, oi oi, I'm sorry what I promise, say to him, mufar lach, mufar lach, uproot his swear. He say, no way, I will uproot the swear of Hashem. What kind of swear Hashem have? Swear about what? About Asher Mishbati Me'avor Mei Noach Al Haaretz. No more what? Mabul. If I will say to Hashem, I uproot your swear, what going to happen? Finish. Mabul go to destroy everything. Okay? His friend said to him, no, no. Hashem have other swear. Asher Mishbati Be'api Im Yevuun El Menuchati. I promise to have long galut. If you will uproot this swear of Hashem, we arrive to the redemption. Soon, you miss opportunity. What relevant for us in this Gemara is only one word. What is mean Har Sinai, around Har Sinai, Mount Sinai? We have big scorpions. What? This not only somewhat attack people, it's something symbolically in this story. What is mean? Listen very carefully. Short and clear. We know every time in Torah and Chazal, when we talk about scorpion, we talk also about what? Snake. We talk about snake, we talk also about scorpions. They go together. For example, in Yosef HaTzadik, והבורק אין בו מים, מים אין בו אבל, נחשים ועקרבים יש בו. Okay? Now, we continue. We find גמרא, in Paragah 23, אין עומדים להתפלל עליו מתוך כובד ראש. You make preparation before the תפילה, come a little bit early. חסידים הראשונים היו שעים שעה אחת. שעה אחת הזמין, some amount of time. ומתפללים, כדי שיכוונו ליבם למקום. אפילו מלך שואל בשלמה להשיבנו. Not answer to anyone, ואפילו, please put line, נחש כרוך על הקבור. Snake, go around your legs. Don't stop, continue to daven. Comes the Gemara and say, Paragah 24. אפילו נחש כרוך על הקבור לא יפסוק. אמר רב ששת לא שנו אלא נחש. If a snake continue to daven, אבל הקרב, כן, what is mean הקרב? Scorpion, yes, he פוסק, stop immediately. Come Rashi and say, Paragah 25, אבל הקרב פוסק, why? ונוטלו, move this immediately, לפי שהקרב מסוכן לעקוץ, is very danger, he can put some poison באדם, יותר משנחש מוכן לשאור. Is more danger for what? From snake. This is the Gemara. What is mean? Snake, what is mean? Scorpion. Come the Gra, and give us one line, and open for us beautiful window. And listen, בסייעת הדשמיה, very clear and careful. Snake, you will give with me, represent sin. The Nachash put Adam and his wife to eat from the tree. In all Chazal, snake represents sin. Yetzer Hara, have the name Nachash. Anachash HaKadmoni. Yes, represent. But what scorpion represent? The explanation, one aspect in Chazal. You know, sometimes in the Torah, we have big letters or small letters. Every time the letter is not same, what happened? Chazal come and ask, Manishtana, why is this letter is big or small? One of the big letters in the Torah, Paragah 26, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This comes from the computer, it looks exactly the same. The Daled, you can put Daled of Echad, is big Daled in every Chumash in the Torah. Also in Paragah 27, Ki et mesbechotam titotzum, ואת מצבותם תשברו אותו, דיסות עבוד עזרה, כי לא תשתחווה פליס פוטליים פסוק ד' לאל אחר, זה ריש אוף אחר, is big. As you see, we have אחד and אחר. It's look almost same, אחד and אחר. What is mean אחד? אחד is not one, because after one, what we have? Two and three. ויהי ערב ויהי בוקר, not יום ראשון, because after Yom Rishon, what we have, Yom Sheni. Echad is mean, one, what is the source of everything. Who is the source of everything is who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is mean Echad. Who represents Echad more from anybody else? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, in any part in his life, connect himself to Hashem. Moreover, before Yaakov passed away, he wanted to tell to the children about the end of the days. And what happened? He forget. He worry, oops, maybe exactly what my father had. One Esav, I also have. Maybe what my grandfather had. Ishmael, maybe I also have. Baby Ishmael or baby Esav. No, no, the children say to him. Abba, what they say? The famous passage what every child know. Shema Israel. Israel Abba. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, exactly are you one. Is to make Abba Yaakov to feel calm, to say to him, Abba, we Echad with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is Echad represent everything come from one source. From this reason, the grind, the Arizal come and say, when you take the word Yaakov, Yud of Yaakov represent what? Shem Hashem. Go by Yaakov until the hill. Yud Akev. Until all his personality from the head to the hill is Echad with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is Yud from the Echad. Because what is the difference between Echad and Acher? What is the difference? The Yud in the corner of the Daled is makes this Echad. You drop the corner, is get what? Acher. Correct? Is Yaakov Avinu is one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is mean Acher? Acher is mean difference. What make people difference? What make people difference? More from anything else is environment. Look America. Students go to learn in Eretz Israel 1 or 2 years. They come back. Wow. They grow so much. Unbelievable. As a person look of them, wow, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you. A priority, perspective, maturity. Great. Unbelievable. What happened? Big deal. They spend 1 or 2 years in Israel. They learn 25 blood gemara in one masekhe. If they learn the Q, they learn another 20 blood gemara. And hey, well, what makes them so different? What makes them so different? They stay in other environment. Eretz Israel is other environment. They stay 24 hours in the environment of midrash, of limud, of perspective. This makes them wow. This makes person difference. Sometimes environment can make person difference in the negative way. For example, one famous Tana, Elisha ben Avua. He has a nickname. What is the nickname of Elisha ben Avua? Acher. The Gemara comes and tells us. Look what the Gemara comes and says to us about him in paragraph page number 5. The other page. Paragraph 29. Tanu Rabbanan, Maase be'acher, Shaya ruchev al sus b'shabbat. And the midrash is a little bit different. Acher, Elisha ben Avua, drive horse on the horse in Yom Kippur, what take place in Shabbat. Where? Behind Bet HaMikdash. Probably if you drive with horse in Yom Kippur, what take place in Shabbat, you also have Cuban cigar, a nice cigar in his feet. Can he drive? His students, Rabbi Meir, never say to him anything. He only said to him, Rabbi, I have few questions about the Gemara, what I learned. I not clarifies the sugya. Maybe help me. Listen, Yom Kippur in Shabbat, Elisha ben Avua on the horse, Rabbi Meir walk with them, and they talk בדברי Torah. והיה רבי מאיר מלך רב ללמוד תורה מפיו. אמר לו, and one time after the talk, Elisha ben Avua say to Rabbi Meir, Meir, חזור לאחוריך. Stop! Don't continue to walk with me. Why? שכבר שיערתי בעקבי סוסי, I look along, we walk together, עד כאן, תחום שבס. If you go more, you out from the תחום שבס, the area, what you allowed to walk in Shabbat, you cannot have a room. Is Rabbi Meir, never have any, never come confused, he said to his Rabbi, Rabbi, אף אתה חזור בך. Yom Kippur, שבס, come back. We wait for you. And what Elisha ben Avua said to him, אמר לי, ולא כבר אמרתי לך, I told you, שמעתי מאחורי הפרגוד, I have echo what say to me, שובו בנים שובבים, everyone can come back, חוץ מי, אחר, I cannot come back. What was the mistake of Elisha ben Avua? He not understand the echo. Elisha ben Avua is unique, is great, unbelievable person. From some reason, he come different in the wrong way. When he come different in the wrong way, he believe and he feel this new personality what happened to what he came different is part of his personality. Acher shebo, what is different, what is inside, he feel, this is my personality. If I look in the mirror, I look different from what I looked before? Yes, because now this is I am. And this was his mistake. Zeko come and say to him, divide what makes you different. You find how much you're great, how much you're unique, how much you're special and unbelievable. This was his mistake. And Chazal came and tells us before he passed away, Rabbi Meir, see, his lips move, he put his ear and he listened to him, he make vidui and he asked Michele, he recognizes. Is mean, we have acher, is mean person come different in positive way or the opposite way? This comes through what? Through environment, what people stay. Now, unbelievable. Yaakov, Yud of Yaakov come from what word we say? Daled of what? No? Of Echad, nechon? The Yud from Echad. If we drop the Yud of Yaakov, what letter we get instead? The Resh. Because Yud come from Echad, we get the Resh. Correct? This is what the Gra come and tell us. Is now we have Akev, Ain, Kuf, Resh, and Bet. This creates the word what? Akrav. Come Rabbi Bar Bar Chana and teach us. And tell us, the Gemara teach us, what the roadblocks between us to our Sinai is not sin. Is not snake, is not sin. Somebody makes sin today, make tshuva tomorrow, not tomorrow, day after, months after. Environment. Because through environment, we never sometimes recognize is wrong. We never recognize sometimes is not good. But if we understand how this is necessary, how this is important, we can touch our Sinai. We can come back. Now listen, unbelievable. What the Gemara come and say? Chasidim Arishonim Ayu Shoim Sha'a Achat Kodem Atfila. Yes, what we read in paragraph 23. En Omdim Litpalel Ala Mitoch Kovet Rosh. Page 4. Paragraph 23. Achasidim Arishonim Ayu Shoim Sha'a Achat. What does it mean Shoim Sha'a Achat? They never come 1 hour before the tefillah. They come 10-15 minutes. What happened to us, to every one of us? For example, when we come to the tefillah 10-15 minutes before the time, we put talis, tefillin, we say the psukim, korbones, tehillim. Now, is what we do until this moment when the tefillah starts. We create what? Environment. Now the tefillah is more great. Happened to every one of us. Sometimes we come late, we come early. It makes a difference. Ayu shayim sha'a achat. It creates good environment. Now, Nachosh Karuch Al HaKevo, if you see snake, he's been coming his head, what come to his hand? Some sin, don't worry, continue to daven. Don't stop. Aval HaKrav, if his company is mean, what come to his head? Something what bring it to wrong environment, stop immediately. From this reason, look what the Gemara come and say to us in paragraph 28. Tanina, Shlosha Dvarim, page 4, the last chapter. Ken? Tanina, שלושה דברים באים בהסך הדת. בהסך הדת is mean we never recognize. Mashiach, he will come suddenly. How Chazal says, the psukim say, פתאום יבוא, מציע, what somebody found in the street. And what else? Akrav. What is mean akrav? He's come also. Akrav represent what? Environment. Sometimes, person go, we start to learn. Wow, look what happened. And this is what Chazal come and tells us. When we make our preparation to Kabbalat Torah, every year, we need to understand to create good environment is mean to look in positive way about everything. And to bring people to good environment and also people who stay in not good environment to explain to them in nice way, in positive way. Not to divide us. No, he not belong to me. He is different. Adirabba, when we show something, good environment, what is given in positive way, and we say to everyone, if you have something what is not good, it's not you. You're pure, you're great, you're excellent. Something what is not part of you. Try to divide this. You find how much you are unbelievable. This is what Chazal says, Makom Shebaalei Tshuva Omdim. What does it mean? Makom Shebaalei Tshuva. The person recognizes who is himself. And he, something what is not so clean, he moves us a little bit. Wow, we find this new person. This is what Chazal comes and tells us. One of the preparation, what we do for our Sinai, the idea of preparation is mean to create what? Environment. Excitement. Wow, it's going. Look, preparation for wedding. People 3 months before close up the hall. And what kind of menu? What kind of flowers? And when the moment comes, everything feels so excited and happy and unbelievable. What does it mean? We create special environment. This is Yom Chatonato. This is our wedding. What we have every year with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shavuot. Because when we take this kind of aspect, immediately we make the air clean. And when we learn in Shavuot in the morning, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, Naaseh V'Nishma, it's not only we listen to the Baal Koire. We part of this Naaseh V'Nishma. And this put us in another stage. And this immediately give us special Siyata Dishmaya. And when the air is clean, the life is long. The life is happy. We're very excited. We have a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. And we can develop and build. And we can also share this with other people. And other people also can get this from us. And say, wow, it's so great. It feels so happy, so excited. Okay, we try. And step by step, we see how we can bring so many people back to Naaseh V'Nishma. How we can raise everyone. And how we can, and this is one of the special aspects. When we look in a positive way, in good eye, this creates good environment and give us tremendous bracha. If we take this kind of this aspect with many other, we be zoche to la tziyata dishmaya, to bracha, family, friend, and all over, and we get all the brachot. What you're going to read this coming Shabbos. How the parsha start? Im b'chukotai telechu. Im, the letter aleph. Yes? The last word is, v'olech otchem komemiyut. The last letter in komemiyut is what? Taf. All the blessing from Aleph to Taf, from A to Z, and these few psukim, because Bochul give to every one of us, bebracha, bebriyut, ubesimcha, v'imale kol mishalot libeinu letovah.